I am your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and on the phone, I'm pleased to welcome author Shannon Smurthwaite of the Mormon Mama Italian Cookbook. Shannon, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Your cookbook caught my eye in the national sort of alert about your celebrating National Pasta Day, October 17th, and I didn't know there was a National Pasta Day. Tell me
about
that.
Nor did I. Well, I stumbled on it quite by accident, to be honest with you, and I'm Italian, and I like the idea, so I thought, what a great opportunity and a good excuse to eat a little bit more pasta.
So, you know, as I was thinking of you being on the air with us, I was thinking of our loss of Marcella Hazan recently and her cooking legend. And you've written this Mormon Mama Italian cookbook. Tell me what inspired you to do this.
Well, I've been asked for years to compile a book of recipes coming from my family. Both my mother and grandmother were excellent cooks. But Italians do not write down their recipes, we found. And it was going to be a daunting challenge to even think about. But slowly, these recipes started landing in my lap in some pretty crazy and unique ways. So I thought, okay, even if I just gather them for my own children, we're going to do this. That's where it started.
And tell me about some of your favorite, pick one favorite cooking experience with your Nona.
Oh, well, she was an amazing lady. She worked full-time, actually. She was had a profession, and she would have Wednesdays and Sundays off. And on Wednesdays, I had the opportunity to go and spend some time with her. She did not have a big kitchen ever. Her pantry wasn't like ours today. She would have very few ingredients in her cupboard, but she could whip up a mean meal. She made an excellent roast. The recipe is in the cookbook. And wonderful pasta dishes. I'm not quite sure I could tell you one in particular, but I sure remember those memories because the amazing opportunity of scent can trigger some pretty awesome memories, and that's what I have.
Now, I wondered about the title, Mormon Mama, and why that would be different. And in reading a little bit on your blog, the difference is of finding a substitute for wine in your recipes, and you've done that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have, but it's been an experimental journey. My mother converted to the Mormon faith at the age of 19. She was an only child of two very Roman Catholic parents, and they were a little apprehensive about her joining the church. So when she finally did, my mother embraced both the Mormon culture and then, of course, never turned her back on her Italian heritage. And so that's where the name came from.
So tell me about what you landed on for a good substitute for wine.
Oh, yes, you did ask that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I've experimented with some juices, actually. I started off with apple, a very sweet, sweet apple juice. I've tried vinegars. They've been good in some of my sauces, but the one that I really like the most is a cranberry pomegranate blend that you can buy on your grocery shelf. And everyone will have a little taste difference, but just about 3/4 of a cup is good enough in a big pot of red sauce for me. It just gives it a little sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the substitute I use, and that's the one I like the most.
Well, let's launch into this National Pasta Day and get everybody
okay.
ready.
All right.
You're running a contest. Tell me about it.
Well, we're just asking for submissions of a fun pasta recipe that's tried and true in someone's family or in a group of friends, one that's begged for, raved over. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It just needs to be either original or a family favorite. We sure don't want it to come off the back of a box of a pasta. We're giving away a free cookbook. I'll post the recipe in the winter on my blog. And we just want to do something fun.
And
fun to celebrate this day.
It is a fun thing. And you want them by this Saturday at midnight?
Saturday at midnight, yes.
and send to emerald@cedarfort.com. Cedar Fort is your publishing house, yes?
Yes, and it can also be sent to my email address that's on the blog or to the blog itself.
Now, I was also, I loved the idea of celebrating Pasta Day with a big table with family and Italian music on an iPod, and just that whole fellowship idea is very enticing to think about on a kind of a blue day, you know? So
yeah.
You have some tips for celebrating.
I do.
Yeah.
Would you like me to share a few of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of people will go with just a traditional red sauce, so one of my ideas was to try a pink or a white or a pesto sauce. And they're not that hard. Of course, we have some in the cookbook. You can find them on the internet. You can experiment with some just simple things that are in your pantry or in your refrigerator. Also, to try a new pasta shape. There's so many out there now, and there's so many different types. There's gluten-free, there's wheat versions, vegetable versions of pasta. You might not have tried mostaccioli or radiatore. Maybe you just get stuck with the old tried and true, and that's great as well. But to maybe just try a new shape, get creative, throw some pepperoni or olives, capers, marinated artichokes that might be chopped up, or some sautéed vegetables from your garden that you've just reaped a bounty of this summer. Just different things, just to change it up a little bit. Also, to try meatballs. They're not that hard to make. They really aren't that hard to make, and they're always a fun addition to a meal of pasta. And if you have small children, I'm encouraging you to take your children. Be brave. Take your children down that pasta aisle and let them pick a shape. Chances might be that they'll eat everything on their plate if they've helped to choose it. And as you said, to maybe decorate your table with little Italian flags or some red and green napkins, have some Italian sodas or little bags of pasta tied with ribbons that are dried, dried little pasta shapes in a sack as a table favor. Also, you might assign one of your family or guests that night to share the history of pasta, which can be found online very easily if you want to. And then I've also thrown out the idea of try spumoni or biscotti for dessert. And like you said, maybe download a little Italian music playing in the background. But no matter how you choose to celebrate, we just encourage everyone to gather with your loved ones, your friends, your family, or go out with your husband or a significant other to a little Italian cafe if you don't want to cook that night, and just enjoy the passage.
Shannon, I'd like to ask you if you actually make your own pasta, do you go that road?
You know, I have a pasta machine, and my kids just laugh at me, and it's the hand-cranked kind. I tried it once, and it went back into the box. It is difficult to pull out, but once it's on the counter, it's a lot of fun. But now that my kids are older and we are empty nesters, it's just so much simpler to grab a box or a fresh package in my deli case of a favorite pasta. But yes, I have tried, and I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it is time-consuming. And I thought I'd have a lot more time on my hands with my children grown, but that has not been the case. So it's there if I really get adventuresome.
Well, I do want to wrap up by asking you to tell me the recipe for focaccia. I don't know what the difference is there. What makes focaccia bread focaccia bread?
Well, focaccia is one of the things I like to make. Focaccia has some herbs in it, and it really isn't as hard as you might think. You know, many times we'll go to Italian restaurants, and focaccia is sitting there with olive oil and vinegar for you to dip in. I have a recipe that I have worked on for literally 10 years, and my husband was transferred to Billings, Montana. We lived there for 3 years, and the winters can be pretty harsh, and even when it's not winter, it's still very cold. And I just determined I was going to perfect this focaccia bread. And so the recipe is not that difficult, but it does have a lot of fun Italian herbs in it. And I will rub it down with olive oil before the baking process. And it gives it a nice little brown crust at the top. and it's very flavorful. I can eat that with cheese and some fruit for a meal.
This is kind of driving me a little nuts. It's lunchtime here.
It is. I'm getting hungry, too, and I didn't have breakfast that long ago.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today
you.
On Sounds Good.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing more from you and your journey on Italian cooking.
Well, thank you, Kate.
Shannon Smurthwaite is our guest, and her book, Mormon Mama Italian Cookbook, is at Amazon.com.
And I'm starving.